you have the chance to win a Spring Super Sweeps from LAist. Donate $60 for one entry to win a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Check out all the other prizes too when you donate now at LAist.com/sweeps.
I'm Austin Cross. Join me for LAist's new live event series with the James Beard Foundation. We Are Where We Eat will go behind the scenes of LA restaurants. The kickoff event is May 22nd. Tickets at LAist.com/events.
It's Thursday, December 1st. I'm Nick Roman with the afternoon edition of the LA Report from KPCC and LAist. Here are the stories we've been following today. We are really hoping that the 2022 holiday season won't mean a wave of new COVID-19 infections like what happened in 2020 and 2021. A week past Thanksgiving now, the number of new infections this year in LA County is much lower than in 2020, but right now they're higher than last year's rate. And already the county's COVID-19 test positivity rate is well above where it was a year ago. Same for the county's hospital numbers, and Orange County is pretty much seeing the same thing. Now, add all to that a big jump in the respiratory illness known as RSV. It hits everyone, but it hits little kids harder. Face masks and remote learning to prevent COVID-19 kept RSV largely in check last year and the year before, but those protections are gone now and RSV is back big time. That's why the Orange County Board of Supervisors this week extended a countywide healthcare state of emergency. Dr. Sandeep Godambi is the chief medical officer at Children's Hospital of Orange County.
Patients are coming in a little sicker than normal, so our intensive care units are filled to capacity, and we've had to actually expand our footprint of our intensive care units. So we have moved some of our intensive care units to other floors. It is a tremendous workload.
But things are going to get better soon, right?
It's a difficult prediction to make, but based on what people have seen on the East Coast and, of course, in the Southern Hemisphere, our prediction that it'll get worse and likely continue for a few more months.
Dr. Sandeep Godambi at Children's Hospital of Orange County. So how can you protect your kids and yourself from RSV? It's pretty easy. Wear a face mask when you're inside. Wash your hands more often. And by the way, there is no RSV vaccine. However, that should not stop you from getting a flu shot or that new COVID-19 booster. Speaking of COVID-19, how are people suffering from long COVID faring compared to those who never caught the virus? KPCC's Julia Paskin has more on a UCLA study that looks at exactly that.
Preliminary findings show that people with symptoms of long COVID are reporting similar negative lingering effects as people with other acute infections, such as the flu and RSV.
Like cognitive function, physical function, fatigue, anxiety, depression.
That's researcher Lauren Wisk. She says people recovering from an array of illnesses, including COVID, are reporting worse recovery outcomes compared to before the pandemic, which begs the question,
what is the extent of the pandemic itself that might also be causing prolonged symptoms, regardless of what the initial infection is?
Wisk says the data suggests that being sick during a pandemic appears to be detrimental itself, something to consider when allocating resources, no matter the cause of the chronic illness. I'm Julia Paskin.
Now to another health risk. A study in the journal JAMA Network Open says from 1990 to 2021, more than 1 million people in the U.S. died from gunshot wounds. The rate of firearm-related homicides has tripled since 2010. The rate of gun-related suicides has doubled since 2015. Dr. Eric Fliegler works in emergency medicine at Boston's Children's Hospital. He was one of the study authors.
What the contribution to this overall epidemic of firearm fatalities that is unclear, but certainly we know from many studies that if you want to know where the firearm fatalities are, look where the most guns are.
Other findings, gun-related homicides were most common among Black men, ages 20 to 40. Gun-related suicides were most common among white men, 70 and older. The Thanksgiving holiday debut of Disney's new animated film, Strange World, turned out to be a box office bust, even though the reviews were pretty good. KPCC's John Horn covers arts and entertainment. He says the problem for Strange World was a Disney decision made during the early days of the pandemic.
like a lot of companies, Disney decided to change its release strategy. So movies that were going to open in theaters, they put either immediately on streaming or on very brief theatrical runs. And they did that with some Pixar movies that went straight to streaming. So if you're an audience member who loves Disney animation, loves Pixar, loves animated family films, and you've been a Disney customer for a long time, you would say to yourself, why would I want to go to a theater? It's going to come to Disney Plus in a week or a month or so. So I think Disney really kind of killed itself at the box office.
KPCC's John Horn, host of the LAist Studios podcast Retake. Disney has lost $4 billion in streaming in the last year alone, and that's one of the reasons Bob Iger is returning to his old job as Disney CEO in place of Bob Chapek. Thanks for listening to the LA Report. I'm Nick Roman. Join us next time for another LA Report.
This program is made possible in part by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, a private corporation funded by the American people. The LAist Spring Super Sweeps is happening now. You can win amazing prizes while supporting your source for local fact-based journalism. One lucky grand prize winner will get to choose a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Other prizes include an electric bike from Juice Bikes and $1,000 gas gift cards. Your donation of $60 gets you one entry to win. And the more you give, the more entries you get. Donate now at LAist.com/sweeps.